You're listening to KVCU, Boulder, Baghdad, and beyond.
This is called On the Sunny Side of the Ocean. Thank you.
Oh, are we having a sentimental journey, Jeff?
It's not really sentimental. It's educational.
Oh, you are listening. Teach us then.
Yeah, to KVCU Boulder Radio 1190 Route 78 West, as we had to do at the top of the hour. We're not in Baghdad, in case you're wondering. Wanted to explain, some of that set was actually a lot of fun for me.
Fun for our listener, Eric, who called in last week when he played that Ted Sturgeon track that was like Indian Raga, and he said now we're moving into Oud territory. So.
Well, and that's it's always fun to hear from people that are liking some of the stuff we're doing. You can call us if you don't like it, too.
Because this is a country music show, friends.
And it's all related. At this point, I'm expanding the boundaries. It's an Americana show, which means that somehow all this is related to American music.
Yeah, we're the melting pot. Jeff, you're stretching it, but tell us about the song, because it was interesting.
The issue started with Stephen Grossman, who was not American, but he was English, playing House Carpenter, which was an old folk song that was brought to America, then take it back to England, so therefore it's an Americana song.
Sure.
And then we played a little snippet of some Oakley Hall that led into House Carpenter, which is the real Oakley Hall that we were playing. Oakley Hall, a band that walks on water to Jay and me and some others here, playing live, they played that, and it was a killer song. And that version of House Carpenter is American folk rock done through the Brooklyn eyes of Oakley Hall. Follow that up with the Fairport Convention, who I do think of in the same sentence sometimes as Oakley Hall, with one of the classic Richard Thompson, Everybody's Sawing Away on Dulcimers there. Flowers, electrified dulcimer, we want to make clear there. Flowers of the Forest. That's an English song.
Oh, yeah.
It's a Scottish.
Rock. Flowers of the Forest in England. With electric dulcimers.
But it's a Scottish song that was brought to Appalachia and then taken back. And the Scottish modal stuff is Celtic, and don't jump in here, pal. The Scottish modal stuff is exactly what Sandy Bull was actually trying to relate. Some of the song there, Carnival Jump, had an oud playing both Portuguese melodies and some Scottish modal melodies in a nice little mixed setting and with a nice hand drum as well. And following into that was John Faye, just to illustrate this classical guitar stuff, and the guys that actually played this American primitive, quote-unquote, guitar, which was not primitive, and it wasn't really American either, but it was the expansion of the folk guitar and six strings into other things. In the 60s, there was some great stuff, and it's happening again, so it's kind of fun to see these cycles go around. Sandy Bull, we've played a couple things. I just got that. I got to give a shout-out to Johnny Trash. He slipped me that disc.
Way to go, Johnny.
I had to give him something for it. I had to give him green money. But it was a good thing for him to do because it's an awesome disc. And, John, thanks. He comes up next, Johnny Trash at 12. He'll rock your world and your socks. That's about it, I guess.
Yeah. I just want to dispel this this implication that you're making that for some reason I don't enjoy my British madrigal rock stuff. You know, I grew up on some good Steel Eyes Span, and in fact, it was when I went back and revisited the album Commoner's Crown. This was after I became completely entranced with all things ukulele. I went back and realized the seed had been planted early because there's a Peter Sellers ukulele track on that never really sunk in until I went back and revisited it. But.
See, you put it in a ghetto or a category, though, and I never even thought of this music as anything other than straight-ahead music. It started with my dad listening to Black Watch, big records with all kinds of bagpipes wailing and stuff. But modal stuff is modal no matter where it's coming from.
Sure.
And actually, Celts and Arabs had some crossbreeding and some cross-overlap both in their cultures and some of the takeover of different islands, as we well know from our history lessons.
And you know we're all humans.
And so the human element of modal stuff is actually an interesting study, and we're not going to take up the rest of the day talking about this, but actually there's resonant kind of chords and D and stuff that actually Indian music, Celtic music...
Yeah, the drone, you know.
Well, the drone is the drone because it's the drone. All right.
For sure.
Yeah. Milkman will elaborate sometime in another...
You'll have to check out one of my ukulele drone tracks. But speaking of ukulele players, I have to apologize to Joanne, who called up and wanted to hear the great song from Cabaret Diosa, which has ukulele all over it. And I can't locate it in the station, so I'm going to get that for next week. And I also want to thank Jonathan, one of our happy, peaceful anarchist listeners, who sent in some great Utah Phillips stuff. Keep it coming, John. But sadly, one of the discs is completely cracked, so... So get in touch, and we'll see if you can resend some of that, or I can find time to pick it up, because I'm definitely a fan of Utah.
All right, Utah's a good man. Well, we got something here. The fun of the Internet, the power of that Internet, is actually an annoying thing. I'm looking at MySpace some these days, and I definitely see the suckle and waste of time that the Internet has become. But it's kind of cool when you get an email from Greece, and I got one here this week from the Mo Green Specials, one of the guitarists, in kind of a broken English, trying really hard. To communicate thanking us for playing the Mo Green Specials on the show. And it's kind of interesting. I don't even know how these guys know or find out. I'm sure the magic of powerful search engines that are tracking everything are taking care of that. But Mo Green Specials are a Belgian band working in Greece. The label came out of Greece, and it's called Green Cookie is the label. And they play kind of a spaghetti western surf mixed with a little bit of the Calexico horns, although it's not mariachi per se.
And it's instrumental music that's very, very strong and powerful, great melodies. And I don't know, I love the disc. It was one of my top 10 discs of last year. So here it is, Mo Green Specials. They're doing one here, Maplewood Drive. And it's one we haven't played here on Radio 1190 KVC Boulder. And stick around. I don't know what frame of mind we're going to get into, but I'm sure it's creeping into that that modern stuff we play in the second half of Route 78 West. So stick around.
Thank you. He said, I think you know my name. And he said, I think you know what I came here for.
can't we resolve this conflict without anger?
I'm quitting, giving up on being good enough. My body's bones and blood, my heart is pure. And when the rider comes and tells me what I've done, I'll gladly sing along. I won't change my tune. And in the end, St. John says, all things shall be.
Well, we hope you're all jacked up, too, on Route 78 West. It's 1128 here on Radio 1190. We got about another half hour to do it to you here.
I hope that sample wasn't about me, Loke. I see Dr. Pepper here. I think that's J-Rose. We're going to put J-Rose, Silent J. He's going on the air. He brought in this Dexateens track, and I thought that was actually pretty good. That was the one right before the last one we played, which was DeLorean, Like Violence in a Snowy Field.
I love that song. It's so catchy. I get it stuck in my head for weeks. But, Jay, tell us about that Dexateens. Jay, by the way,
I read about the Dexateens, and they're from Tuscaloosa, which is a southern town, and they're sort of a rowdy band. It sounds like they tear up their amps and, tear up the crowd in a lot of kegger parties, it sounds like to me.
No kidding.
They've Jeez got a lot of band. Influences like the Rolling Stones, Crazy Horse, Black Flag, Graham Parsons, Sonic Youth. These are all my favorite bands.
These are sort of Jay's
heroes.
This
is my perfect band.
And yet you found a nice kind of banjo-driven
down-tempo
one.
The track we heard was Coal Mine Lung.
All right.
That's
so
a good one,
I thought
actually.
It was a nice, smooth track.
It was awesome. Americana, see?
Yeah, thanks for bringing it in, Jay. Jay is our web wizard who puts together the show notes every week. You can hear more of Jay's written voice, at least in writing form, on the website, Route78West.com, where he puts links and some of the behind-the-scenes antics from every week's program.
I think next in the next set we'll play another Dex of Teens track 10.
Might as well.
Hey. Yeah, let's do it right now. It's kind of cool. It's like bringing new bands to the show is what keeps things going. And it's kind of fun. We all try to keep up on what's coming out. Uncle Jeff is inundated these days, and Loki, he's busy. He's busy with his world.
Well, Jeff, weren't you like watching some speed like a drag racing movie or something this week?
That was a couple weeks ago.
Oh, okay.
We'll just leave it. People who are hearing those samples know what that's from.
Well, it might allude to that.
It's actually a pretty innocent little film there, and we won't even say what it is. There might be another sample coming up, but I love my samples. All right.
What else did we have in that last set?
We did a set. We did Maplewood Drive by the Mo Green Specials to start us off. Then Jesse Sykes doing Made of Wood. That's one we haven't played here for many, many years. And Jesse Sykes is coming to town at the Gothic Theater. It's February 17th with Sparkle Horse.
It's going to be a killer show.
Two bands for one. That's going to be a killer show, yeah.
And the Gothic is such a pretty room.
And then we followed that up with the Dex Teens and finished up with DeLorean there, Like Violence in a Snowy Field. For you out there today, God, these snowy fields will never be gone. So I don't know.
I guess we'll roll in and hear some more Dex Teens thanks to Web Wizard Jay. You're listening to Route 78 West here on Radio 1190. And by the way, this is a little something from Halden Wolford and the High Beams in the background. We really like this Billings Bop tune.
Get ready to rock.
We'll be right back. So what do you think that story was about?
Doesn't the bear symbolize the Old South and the new dog, the encroaching industrialization of the North?
Duh. But the question is, should the reader feel relief or sadness at the passing of the Old South?
Well, how about both?
Oh, I get it. Moral ambiguity, the hallmark of all early 20th century American fiction. Right now, Sis Walker, thank you.
Holy told me that I'm a fool, so I walked on down the road a mile and went to the house that brings a smile. Sat upon my grandpa's knee, and what do you think he said to me? When you awake, you will remember everything. You will be hanging on a string. When you believe, you will believe only so that you were born with to grow old and never know. Oh, babe, you showed me the fork in the road. You said, yeah, right. Save your days and use your nights. Careful where you step and watch what you eat. Sleep with a light and you've got a beat. When you awake, you will remember everything. You will be hanging on a string. Yeah, and babe. When you believe, you will relieve the only soul that you were born with to grow old and never know. Awake, you will remember everything. You will be hanging on a string. Yeah. When you believe, you will believe the only soul that you were born with to grow old and never know. Wash my hands in my water. Got a date with the captain's daughter. You can go and tell your brother. We sure gonna love one.
Sometimes I know how to find my way, but I don't. Sometimes I know just what to say, but I won't. Plastic bone is in a pastel field, hanging on my wall. She gave it to me.
I tried to ride with the motorcycle. a plastic bag. I drove to the mountain top and I lit the rag. Plastic ponies turn to smoke and sift into the sky. I threw my heart into the flames and the sparks flew in my eyes. I tried to ride with the motorcycle mama, but she can't be with anyone. She's gonna ride, 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 ride till she hits the sun. She's gonna ride, 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 ride till she hits the sun. She's gonna ride, 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 ride till she hits the sun. She's gonna ride, 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 ride till she hits the sun. She's gonna ride, 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 ride till she hits the sun.
Make a deal. jokers and the clowns when they all did tricks for you. You never understood that it ain't no good. You shouldn't let other people get your kicks for you. You used to ride on a chrome horse with your diplomat.
Make the rules, not you.
When you're lost in the rain in Juarez, when it's Easter time too. Gravity drops and negativity don't pull you through. Just don't put on no airs when you're down on Rue Morgue Avenue. They got some hungry women there, and man, they really make a mess out of you. Now if you see Saint Annie, please tell her thanks a lot. I cannot move, my fingers are all in a knot. I don't have the strength to get up and take another shot. My best friend, the doctor, won't even say what it is I got. Sweet Melinda, the peasants call her the goddess of gloom.
She speaks good English and she invites you up into her room. And you're so kind and careful not to go to her too soon. And she steals your voice and leaves you howling at the moon. Up on Housing Project Hill, it's either fortune or fame. You must pick one or the other, and neither of them are to be what they claim. If you're looking to get silly, you better go back to from where you came. 'Cause the cops don't need you here, and man, they expect the same. Now all the authorities, they just stand around and boast how they blackmailed the sergeant at arms to getting up and leave his post. And picking up Angel, who just arrived down here from the coast, who looked so fine at first, but left here looking just like a ghost.
Well, I guess that about wraps it up for another installment of Route 78 West here on Radio 1190. Hey, Jeff?
This was quite the installment, actually. I'm not sure what happened. We started out with such a bang, and then here we are, I don't know.
Do you hear
I hear crunching saltines.
Crunching saltine crackers. That means Johnny Trash is in the house.
Yeah, crackle, crackle.
Crackers.
It's like walking down the road at a rainy
night. But don't worry, he's not actually eating them in the air room because food is prohibited in the air room. He's just opening them and taking them out into the lobby.
It's called audio verte. We do a lot of things here. Like, we make it sound like we're popping beers and stuff like that, but we would never do something like that. So it's always just purely clean fun here. Hey, Radio 1190, and John's life is pure and clean, 100%. We can talk about that. He's raising his hand in a nice angelical fist.
With horns.
Angel horns, yes.
Which means that'll kind of give you an idea of what's going to be happening in a couple more minutes when Johnny Trash shakes the airways from noon to one. So.
Sonic mayhem.
Sonic mayhem will happen. But right now, I guess we're soothing and calming you. What is this Twin Peaks-ness here, Jeff?
Oh, it's just a way of taking us out and calming us down, because we've been a little jacked up on Mountain Dew today. Find that sample. And here, I'll give you the disc. Where is it? It's here. It's a.
We already played it, Jeff.
Oh, let's play it again, just because I want to hear it.
Anarchy! Anarchy!
Oh, that's not it.
I don't even know what this means, but I love
here.
Apparently, they've made a new epic for Jeff that speaks to him and his people.
It speaks to my level of intelligence.
Called
yes.
Tallywhacker Nights. What is it called?
Drop that.
I haven't seen it yet.
It's it's good when kids talk about anarchy. It makes me feel good. So anyway, we did a set there, and it had Motorcycle Mama with IC Hawks in L.A. is the band, and that's a good, if you like your country rock with a flavor of 70s, that's a great disc.
This is only the beginning.
All right, random samples here. Random samples are even better than ones that are thought out. And then we had Like a Rolling Stone. That's the outtake version from Dylan's really great gift to the fans, No Direction Home, where there's two discs of all kinds of unreleased rarities that is probably the nicest thing any large major artist has ever given his fans. So that takes
Anarchy!
Care of that. I don't know what that means, but I like it. That's right, Anarchy. Johnny Trash. He's got an A with a slash. He's a badass. He's coming up next. Stick around. You are listening to Radio 1190 Route 78 West. Loki and I are walking up into the sunset here. Laura Dern. Yeah, Twin Peaks is drifting in the background. I don't know. What are you trying to do?
I'm just waiting for the thing to turn to noon, and I'm going to start that record Johnny always plays here on KVCU Boulder. It's been fun. We'll be back next week.
If you have any thoughts or ideas or comments or criticisms, as John says, call John.
And you can always find show lists and playlists and MP3s of old shows at Route78West.com. See you next Sunday.
KVCU Boulder.
Who was your favorite Twin Peaks character?
Oh, that's too easy. Laura Flynn Boyle. I even have something on my fridge signed by her saying, Uncle Jeff, I've heard about you.
You do not?
My brother got it for me. It's true. And I have a picture, too. It's taped up, John, so I would never lie.
I was just a kid when that came on, and I think my family all sat down to watch it together, and we watched, like, episode one and half of episode two and went, what?
That's because you were a kid.
You'd appreciate it now.
It's actually one of the finest pieces of TV ever made, and it was beyond subversive. It was addictive.
my favorite has to be it was the girl who actually went to high school here, played Laura Palmer.
Oh shoot, I should know that.
Something.
Call us, tell us. There's somebody out there that knows this. Call John. Don't hassle him. Just tell him what the story is. John, you got to pick it up.